Chapter 9. The hunt for an invisible man. Outside the room, there were loud footsteps on the stairs. Kemp was being pushed against the door heavily while Griffin was trying to lock the door. Suddenly, the door key fell on the floor, and Griffin threw Kemp across the room. Then Colonel Ady from Burdock Police appeared at the door. He could see Kemp trying to stand and being beaten back to the floor, but there was no one hitting him. Then someone struck Colonel Ady violently and pushed him down the stairs. As he lay there, an invisible foot stepped on his back and went down the stairs. Then two policemen shouted, and the door slammed. The invisible man had escaped again. At the top of the stairs, Colonel Ady saw Kemp, who was bruised and bleeding. "He has escaped," Kemp cried. "This is terrible. That man is a killer." Colonel Ady started planning immediately. The invisible man was not a story or a legend, he was a real man and a dangerous one. The police needed to protect everyone. Colonel Ady organized armed policemen all over the area around Burdock. They made a barrier around the village to stop the invisible man from escaping. The schools closed and workers hurried home. Every citizen had to lock their door, and shopkeepers and innkeepers shut their shops and inns. The trains stopped and no one could travel outside of the area. The police searched every cart and every coach. It was impossible to identify an invisible man, but now he would not be able to find food, shelter, or transport. If he was still in Burdock, the police would use their dogs to find him. Then there was news, terrible news. Someone found the body of Mr. Wicksteed. It was beaten and covered in blood. This was a horrible murder. Mr. Wicksteed worked for Lord Burdock, and the murderer killed him at a quarry pit, near Lord Burdock's manor. Mr. Wicksteed was a quiet, gentle man who was about 40 years old. He used a walking stick, and this was found beside his body, next to an iron pole. The invisible man must have found the iron pole and taken it for protection. A young woman saw Mr. Wicksteed, and she said he seemed to be chasing something and hitting it with his stick. She also saw an iron pole which was on or near the ground. Then Mr. Wicksteed disappeared towards the quarry. Colonel Ady explained the theory to Kemp. "We think that Griffin was carrying the iron pole, and Mr. Wicksteed saw this pole moving. Then he used his walking stick to hit it. It hit Griffin and Wicksteed pursued him towards the quarry. Maybe, Wicksteed did not know about the invisible man, but he was certainly curious. Unfortunately, Griffin was trapped in a corner by the quarry. We know that Griffin is violent when he cannot escape, and poor Mr. Wicksteed suffered with a severe beating. Kemp, you and I know that this man will do anything to protect himself. We cannot allow anyone else to die." Kemp nodded seriously. "Yes, I spoke to the man for hours. He does not care for another human and will do anything to save himself. Unfortunately, he is mad, and I think he will kill again unless we stop him." It was a cold and terrible night for the villagers of Burdock. The invisible man must have found houses locked and trains stopped. Everywhere, dogs barked and tried to follow the smell of an invisible man. Many people could not sleep, and they listened for unexpected noises all night long. Morning arrived, and the sun rose, but the village of Burdock was silent. No one went to school or work. The shops did not open, and the trains did not transport citizens anywhere. No one left the village, and no one visited the village. Then the letter arrived at Kemp's house. He read it aloud to Colonel Ady. "Kemp, you have betrayed me, and the village of Burdock has betrayed me too. The hunt is beginning, but I am the person who is hunting. The terror begins, and this is the first day. There will be a killing every day. The first victim will be you. Death is coming to you. Today, you are going to die. Death begins, and the game starts. No one will escape the invisible man. I am. The house must be secure," announced Colonel Ady. "The invisible man has killed once, and he thinks that you betrayed him. He will not hesitate to kill, and he has already beaten me and another policeman. He is not afraid, and he has nothing to lose. I will send for help, but I will stay with you, Kemp. What were they thinking while they waited? What plans did they have? In his imagination, Kemp thought of Griffin, the shy student, and now the mad scientist. 30 minutes passed, and then the first window smashed. Quickly, another window smashed. One after another, all around the house, Kemp and Colonel Adey heard the sound of windows breaking. "We need the dogs," announced Adey. "It is the only way we can find this invisible man. I have a gun and will go to see if the men are coming. Lock the door behind me." Kemp watched as Colonel Adey walked across the lawn holding the gun in front of him. Then he stopped suddenly, and Kemp saw him struggling and fighting. The invisible man had caught him, and then Kemp saw the gun move by itself. The invisible man had it, and then Colonel Adey was walking back towards the house with his hands up. He was Griffin's prisoner, and they were coming towards Kemp. Then Colonel Adey turned and seemed to be fighting to get the gun. It was a terrible battle, but then there was a loud gunshot, and Colonel Adey fell to the ground and did not move. Kemp moved quickly and grabbed an iron poker from the fire. Then he heard a loud crash from the hall. Despite his fear, he needed to know what was happening. There was a large axe smashing a hole in the locked door, and there were already holes in it. A gun appeared in one hole and shot at Kemp. Kemp heard Griffin's horrible laughter before he raised the axe again. Smash! Soon, he would be in the house. Suddenly, Kemp heard voices, and two policemen appeared. They had entered the house through the back door and were ready to help Kemp. These policemen had only truncheons for weapons, so Kemp passed another iron poker to one of them. It was just in time, because the door opened, and an axe hung in the air. "Move, you two policemen," the voice hissed. "It is him I want, not you." The axe pointed at Kemp. Kemp was terrified, but he had no choice, so he ran towards the invisible man and hit the axe with his iron poker. Someone flew to the floor, against a heavy table, and the axe fell. "Quick, everyone, we must go right now." Kemp grabbed the axe, and they ran out of the house and towards the village of Burdock. A steep hill lay in front of them, but a mad killer lay behind them. They were running for their lives.